USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Nestle SA is flying baby formula supplies to the U.S. from the Netherlands and Switzerland to alleviate the shortage in U.S. supermarkets. The company made the announcement Tuesday. Meanwhile, Michigan-based Abbott Nutrition said it's reached a deal with the FDA that allows the factory to begin producing baby formula again. However, the deal must still be approved by a judge. Once approved, it will take 2 weeks to start the factory back up and 6 to 8 weeks to get previous amounts of baby formula back on the shelves. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
At least part of the problem originated months and months ago with the Food and Drug Administration.
U.S. retail sales, which makes up spending at stores, online, and restaurants, grew 0.9% in April. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday retail spending rose for the fourth straight month as inflation remained high. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Prices at gas pumps across the country are continuing to skyrocket, and they show no signs of letting up.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
That's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A House Intelligence Subcommittee is holding a hearing Tuesday about unidentified flying objects and the possibility that humans have encountered alien life. Testimony from many high-ranking intelligence and defense officials are on the docket, including Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
If and when individual UAP incidents are resolved, they likely fall into one of five potential explanatory categories: airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomena, U.S. government or U.S. industry developmental programs, foreign adversary systems, or a other bin.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.